This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Football Japan Minutecast on Monday the 2nd of April. Winds and rain have swept across Japan over the past couple of days and served to keep the J-League playing fields as close as ever. All except for a surprising big win for one of the newly promoted trio. As for me, well, my tonsillitis has made like a European economy and taken a double dip, but I'm sure that won't stop me from explaining what's been going on in the footy, so stick around. I'll be back in just a couple of seconds. Well, hello again, and Vigalta Sendai stand clear atop the J-League table after extending their 100% record to a fourth weekend with a 2-1 win away to Cerezo Osaka on Saturday. Makoto Teguramori's side survived an early scare when a Hiroshi Kiyotake volley struck their crossbar, and they went on to open the scoring themselves on 34 minutes. Wilson carried the ball along the left flank and laid it off for Shingo Akamine to attempt a shot through a crowd of defenders. This then rebounded kindly for the Brazilian to net his first goal since arriving from Shaanxi Chanbar of China over the winter. More efficient counter-attacking play brought Sendai their second shortly after the interval. Yoshiaki Ota beat two players and sent in a cross from the right that Hotaru Yamaguchi could only nod into the path of an unmarked Akamine, leaving goalkeeper Kim Jin-kyun in no man's land for the striker to convert with a simple header. Cerezo battled hard to get back into the game, but their only reward came in the form of a consolation strike from super sub Yuji Bando 5 minutes from time. Newly promoted Sagan Tosu provided the biggest victory and surprise of the weekend, thrashing big-spending Vissel Kobe by 3-0 to move up to fifth position in their debut J1 season. All three of their goals arrived via crosses from the right-hand side, with Kei Ikeda playing the ball across for the 24th-minute substitute Ryunosuke Noda to slide in at the far post for the opener within moments of his arrival. Last season's 23-goal hero Yohei Toyoda converted in confident fashion just before the break, while Ikeda rounded off a fine performance with the third right on full time. Jubilo Iwata are in second place with 10 points from a possible 12 after a 1-0 win over defending champions Kashiwa Reysol, whose title defence has begun somewhat inauspiciously with just 4 points from as many matches. Japan forward Yoichi Maeda played Takuya Matsuura into space on the right-hand flank and continued his run towards the far post to divert a low return pass beyond Takanori Sugeno. FC Tokyo suffered their first reverse since returning to the top flight with a 1-0 home loss to Sanfrecce Hiroshima, who now join them on 9 points to round off the top 4. Mikhail Mikic rolled a perfect low cross ahead of 3 opposing defenders for Hisato Sato to slot home the only goal after 56 minutes. Jun Kanakubo cancelled out a glorious opener from Danielson to earn Omiya Ardija a creditable point at home to Nagoya Grampus. Meanwhile, neighbours Urawa Reds were left clinging on to draw 1-1 with Kawasaki Frontale, after new signings Yuki Abe and Tomoaki Makino both saw red for 2 bookable offences in the second period. 7 times champions Kashima Antlers are still goalless, but do at least now have their first point under Jorginho, following a 0-0 draw at Yokohama F. Marinos. They sit at the foot of the table on goal difference beneath Consadole Sapporo, who lost 1-0 away to Shimizu S-Pulse. Elsewhere, a 1-1 draw also brought first points of the season for both Albirex Niigata and Gamba Osaka. New Gamba boss Masanobu Matsunami expressed his satisfaction at the team's performance, in his first game in charge since replacing the hapless José Carlos Sorau last week. Two more quick talking points, and Shinji Kagawa netted the first in a thrilling 4-4 draw for Bundesliga champions Borussia Dortmund at home to Gotoku Sakai's VfB Stuttgart. His goal takes him to 12 league strikes for the season, a record for any Japanese player in a major European competition. Finally, Shonan Bellmare won 2-1 at Gainare Tottori to retain top spot in J2. Tokyo Verdy are 3 points back in second, following their 2-1 victory away to new local rivals Machida Zelvia. That's all from me for another week. Today's Minutecast is dedicated to the memory of Rocky Gonzalez, a friend and fellow football-loving expat who sadly passed away this weekend at the tender age of 35. Rest in peace, Rocky.